Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Street Magician Hypnotist Fantasy. This file will leave you in a lovely trance. You did remember to schedule a file after this, didn't you? All of this is like a story. Just close your eyes and try to imagine what is about to follow. Street magicians are strange people. Some of them just stand quietly on the side of the street and wait for people to come to them, while others walk around hoping to show you a trick in person. This was one of the former. You were walking down the street, and you noticed a table. Guy standing behind it, dressed a bit shabby perhaps, with three metal cups on the table, face down. There was also a simple red ball lying in front of the three red cups. Now this was not an unfamiliar sight to you, I'm sure. At the very least, you've seen things like this before. Who knows where? And you thought, well, I'm not particularly busy right now. Why not have a look? The street was quite quiet, actually. You wondered why someone would choose to stand there specifically. It wasn't on a main route, and normally you'd find things like this more on a place where there's lots of people, many people to see what's going on and wonder what may happen. But this, it was kind of strange but intriguing. It was bright, and in no way would it be dangerous to just look at a guy showing you a magic trick now, would it? As soon as you made eye contact, the man welcomed you with a broad gesture, theatrical and smiling, to come closer, come look. This is a trick like you've never seen before. I mean, certainly you know what the trick is about. But, like everything in life, some things are simply different. Now you know the premise, don't you? All you have to do is keep your eyes on the ball, and after I move the cups around, you can point where you think the ball would end up. Do you think you can do that? Very good, I'm sure you can. Come on, you're clever, you look like a smart one. I'm sure you won't miss the ball once. And the more you pay attention, the more easily you'll follow it. Here, we'll start slow. And just like you expect, he lifts the middle cup, puts the ball underneath, and then starts shuffling them. It's not very fast, and it's easy to keep your eye on the silver cup that is the right one. The one that you follow with your eyes as it goes left, right, right, left, right, left, left, right, and yet you follow it easily. He doesn't appear to be making it too difficult for you to follow it. A few moments later, he stops. And go ahead, just point to the one that you think has the ball. You point with certainty, and just after a moment when he lifts it, you're right. You followed it correctly. Now that you understand the concept of the game, I'm going to make it a bit more difficult. Again, he lifts the middle one and puts the ball underneath. This time I'm going to go a bit faster. do keep your eyes on it. Try not to miss a single move. See, some people get easily distracted when I start talking, and as he starts talking, he starts moving the cups, first slowly, but gently speeding up as he keeps on talking. A lot of people, they're not really good at focusing. They just think that when someone is talking, they should look at the person who's talking. And then they forget to look at the cup. But when they forget to look at the cup, they lose their concentration and then they lose the ball. And then, well, it's no fun to lose, isn't it? So let's see how good you are at concentrating, at following the ball when you're listening to me and following all my words along. So just try to focus. Try to focus on what's in front of you without listening too deeply to my voice and just letting the words happen. All right. Point. Left, middle, or right? Left. Well done. You got it right once more. It seems that you do not easily get distracted. If you get it right a few more times, there will be a prize. I'm sure that you would enjoy a prize for your hard work, wouldn't you? All right. And you'll have to excuse the language. I frequently do parties for children and the like. Now then. Are you ready for another round? I'm going to make each of them more difficult than the last. Just focus. Focus on what you imagine in front of you. The ball underneath the silver cups, almost as if you can see right through them. And every time I move them and he starts moving them, you will follow. You will follow the movement of my hands, of the cups, of the ball underneath, and you will follow my voice, of my words and the things underneath, the meanings and phrases, the teasings, just all the little things that help you focus. And the more you focus, the more you'll find that you're focusing deeply on the things in front of you, following along with my hands, with my movements, with all the things that are there right now. Don't lose it even for a moment, not even a fraction of a second, because all you can do is miss even the simplest movement, and then you miss the simplest movement, there's nothing that you can do about it. And as soon as you start missing it, you'll lose it over and over again. So don't blink, don't look away, and just make sure that you follow every part of it. Do you think you have it? Do you think you followed it correctly? Well then. Point. Middle, are you sure? Just for a moment, a bit of insecurity just flickers across your face. But then you nod to yourself, and yes, you're sure. I lift the cup. Yes, you did it. You followed it perfectly. Well done. I can move even faster. Do you think you can do it? I think you can. You've been doing so good up till now. You've been listening so well up till now. Just nod if you think you can do it again. Very good, okay. You don't have to say anything. All you have to do is just listen. Here, I'll lift the cup again, put the ball underneath and start moving it. Just focusing deeper and deeper, all the movements, left, right, right, left. Just over and over again, different movements, my hands moving almost like a blur. But you are deeply focused. You make sure that you don't miss a single movement. You focus so deeply that you don't miss anything. You follow the ball as it jumps places, left, right, right. And it just goes over and over again. You just keep following it. And you don't even hear the voice talking anymore. You're so deeply focused on the thing in front of you, on the moving cups in front of you, that you don't hear the voice talking about your mind relaxing, slipping deeper into trance as you stare further and further. Not even thinking about what you're doing, just doing without thinking, because it feels so nice to focus so deeply. Getting rewarded for the deep focus, knowing where the ball is and knowing that your mind is empty except for the ball, just following it from left to right, middle, left, middle, right. just over and over, deeper and deeper, until my hands finally stop and you drop. Now then, I think you know where the ball is, don't you? Very slowly you nod yes. You point without thinking. You don't even think about certainty anymore. Right now, you're going by instinct. You know it's on the right. And it is. You feel a glow of happiness. Well done. Very impressive. Do you think you're ready for the last round? Well, you'll have to focus even more. You'll have to go even deeper to follow my fingers as we do this. I don't know if you can, but if you can, I will be impressed. All right, here we go. Once again, I lift the middle cup and put the ball underneath. The silver glimmer in the light, drawing your focus deeply. My hands move again, but start out very, very slow. It's almost agonizingly slow after the speed of before, but you are determined to not lose focus even for a second, not for a single moment. You focus, stare deeper and deeper. Some people lose focus easily, but not you. You just stare further and further, going deeper into a sweet trance as all your attention is focused on the movements of my hands. It seems too easy as I go so slow, but maybe that's the trap. You realize that you really just need to let your thoughts fade away and focus deeply. Don't get distracted. Don't think it's easy or hard. Just do. Follow. Focus. Listen. My hands almost appear to slow down. They move so slowly that you have no problem to focus deeper. And every time the cup comes to a rest, you focus further. You bind your sight to where the cup is. And as I move it left, right, left, left, right, right, left, you follow along perfectly. Time appears to slow down. And you're standing there, staring, following, deeper and deeper. You no longer consciously hear the voice of the street magician. You stare, slack-jawed, deeply focused. And then the hands start moving a little bit faster. And faster and faster. You stare so deeply that the speed doesn't matter anymore. You just go deeper and deeper as the speed requires you to let go of all your other thoughts and you just focus on the problem at hand, following the silver cup with the red ball underneath. Deeper and deeper, farther and farther. All the sounds in the world appear to fade away until all that's left is a sweet feeling of nothingness. Like the silver cup is a reflection of your mind, empty but the focus of the red ball underneath. And finally the hands stop. Your gaze is firmly fixed on the center cup. You don't move your arms, you don't speak. You simply wait for me to lift the cup. And as I do, you instantly notice the red glow of the bright red ball underneath. And as I raise the cup further, exposing the ball to the light, you stare deeply at it, almost expecting it to move. You almost don't feel the light tap of my fingers on the back of your head and telling you to sleep. Drop deep. And just like that, you fallen so deeply into trance that while your body is still there somewhere, your mind is far away. As beautifully blank as the silver shimmer of the cups. Full of focus purely on my words. And now that you've found the ball, you can let go of it, and you can remain deeply in trance as you listen. I've been looking for someone like you, who can focus like nothing else, who can lose themselves in this simple game. As you lose yourselves deeper and deeper, falling further and further, you'll find that blissful emptiness spread. No longer does the cup contain anything. No longer do you need to do anything. Your prize is blissful blankness. Your body and mind following my words. Just a street magician's trick to make your mind disappear. And it feels wonderful. So just let yourself relax. And in a moment, when this file will end, if you haven't scheduled another one, you will awaken easily. But if my voice follows more, you will remain nice and deep, relaxing. Deeper and deeper, focused on your task.